Mr. Yellow laughed and gave him a thumbs up.
Good start, genius.
Rothstein nodded, as if at a compliment. He glanced at the bedside clock, saw it was 2:15 in the morning, then looked back at Mr. Yellow, who might be the leader. I have only a little money, but you're welcome to it, if you'll only leave without hurting me.
The wind gusted, rattling autumn leaves against the west side of the house. Rothstein was aware that the furnace was running for the first time this year. Hadn't it just been summer?
According to our info, you got a lot more than a little.
This was Mr. Red. Hush, Mr. Yellow extended a hand to Rothstein. Get off the floor, genius.
Rothstein took the offered hand, got shakily to his feet, then sat on the bed. He was breathing hard, but all too aware, self-awareness had been both a curse and a blessing all his life, of the picture he must make. An old man in flappy blue pajamas, nothing left of his hair but white popcorn puffs above the ears. This was what had become of the writer who, in the year JFK became president, had been on the cover of Time magazine. John Rothstein, America's reclusive genius. Wake up, genius.
Get your breath, Mr. Yellow said.